Blanchard's Town to City Centre Core Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public Consultation 20 March 20 Contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is Bus Connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred Route Description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Blanchard's Town Shopping Centre to M50 Junction. 2.3 M50 Junction to Rattoath Road Junction, R147, Navan Road. 2.4 Rattoath Road Junctions to Brunswick Street North Junction, Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street, Manor Street. 2.5 Blackhall Place to Arranquey. 2.6 Local Traffic Management. 2.7 Key Changes from the Published EPR. 2.8 Key Facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, 3.1 general queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction, section 1, page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnects.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnects.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018-2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016-2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. Pedestrians and urban realms along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology. Page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Tauken Crossing. A Tauken crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrafan to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to city centre, Lucan to city centre, Liffey Valley to city centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to city centre, Tallaght to Terenure, Kimmage to city centre, Rathfarnham to city centre, Bray to city centre, UCD Ballsbridge to city centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to city centre. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Blanchardstown to City Centre Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on the north side of the South Blanchardstown Road junction with the N3. The corridor proceeds on the A121 Blanchardstown Road south into the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. From a new terminus to the northwest of Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, the CBC is routed onto the N3 Navan Road via the Snugborough Road junction, and follows the N3 and Navan Road as far as the junction with the Old Cabra Road. From here the CBC is routed along Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street and Manor Street to the junction with North Brunswick Street. The CBC is then routed via Blackhall Place as far as the junction with Ellis Quay and Arran Quay, where it will join the existing traffic management regime on the North Quays. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in February 2019. 2.2 Blanchardstown Shopping Centre to M50 Junction. The corridor commences on the north side of the South Blanchardstown Road junction with the N3. It is proposed to alter the existing off-slip road from the N3 to the Old Navan Road, Mulhuddard, from two general traffic lanes to one general traffic lane and one bus lane. This lane continues on to our 121 Blanchardstown Road south over the N3. The bus lane is accommodated on the overbridge by changing the road layout from two general traffic lanes to one general traffic lane and one bus lane. The corridor proceeds on the Blanchardstown Road south towards the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre via the Blackistown Way Junction, which in this revised proposal is to be converted from a roundabout to a signal-controlled junction. The existing northbound bus lane access on the northern corner of Blanchardstown Shopping Centre site, adjacent to Crown Plaza Dublin Blanchardstown, will be maintained. Within the Blanchardstown Centre site, it is proposed to upgrade the existing bus laydown area to a more formal bus terminus interchange with improved passenger waiting facilities. South of the shopping centre, buses will be routed along the existing access road running to the east of the Blanchardstown Centre, where dedicated bus lanes will be provided. A modification of the existing roundabout junction on the Navan slip road to a fully signalised crossroad junction is proposed, allowing for bus lanes through this junction in both directions. This modification will also allow for improved cycling, pedestrian and bus stop facilities. It is proposed to widen the road between the existing road, L3020, and the N3 Navan Road to accommodate these improved facilities. Following this section, it is intended to route the bus lane through the Snugborough Road junction. The proposed configuration for this junction is in line with proposals for the Snugborough interchange upgrade proposed by Fingal County Council. The proposed works involves the widening of the Snugborough Road bridge and the provision of additional traffic lanes on the L3020. Following the Snugborough Road junction, the bus lane will be routed onto the N3 Navan Road. On the N3, it is proposed to maintain a continuous bus lane on the left lane of the carriageway in both directions. Emergency refuse labies have been added in the revised design. Transport Infrastructure Ireland, TI, are assessing the need for additional traffic lanes along the section and are developing proposals which are currently at an early stage of planning. Accordingly, the bus lane layout shown is indicative only pending further design development to match TI's proposals. Additional bus stops are intended to be provided to serve Hill Road and Blanchardstown Main Street. The bus lanes will then be directed onto the Connolly Hospital off Slip Road onto the Navan Road over the M50, maintaining a continuous bus lane through this section 2.3 M50 junction to Ratoath Road junction 147, Navan Road. It is proposed to provide a continuous bus lane in both directions on the roundabout over the M50. It is intended to provide additional bus stops at Auburn Avenue, and to provide a two-way cycleway adjacent to the Blanchardstown-bound bus lane. This cycle facility will tie into the proposed Greater Dublin Area proposed cycle network that will run along Castleknock Manor. The bus lane will be directed up the on and off slip roads to provide access to the bus stops serving the Navan Road Parkway. The city centre-bound bus lane will be maintained on this section. The outbound traffic lanes will be rearranged from two general traffic lanes to one general traffic lane and one bus lane. It is proposed to modify the Navan Road roundabout at Ashtown Road to a signal-controlled roundabout, keeping the existing trees on the central island, which is a change to the EPR. At this junction, it is proposed to terminate the two-way cycleway west of the junction and to transition to a segregated cycle track on each side of the carriageway east of the junction. A general traffic lane and bus lane in both directions are to be provided along Navan Road, with one-way cycle tracks on both sides of the road. Proposed junction layouts include a right-turn lane from Navan Road, westbound, to Kinvara Avenue. The previously proposed eastbound right-turn lane into Baggot Road has been removed, although the right-turn movement is allowed. To facilitate the bus and cycle infrastructure improvements, it is proposed to utilize limited land take at these approximate locations: lands to the south of the Ashtown Road junction, lands to the south of Kempton Avenue junction, lands of private properties between Ashtown Grove and Kinvara Avenue, lands of private properties between Kinvara Avenue, Baggot Road and Neffin Road, and lands of private properties between Neffin Road and Ratoath Road. The indicative extents of this land take are shown on the drawings shown in the appendix of this brochure. 2.4 Ratoath Road junctions to Brunswick Street North Junction, Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street, Manor Street. The traffic movement on Old Cabra Road will be limited to buses, taxis, local traffic and cyclists. As per the EPR, city-bound through traffic will be directed onto Cabra Road, into Phibsborough and onwards to the city centre. Outbound through traffic will be directed to Church Street, Constitution Hill, Phibsborough Road and back out along Cabra Road. To provide an alternative route to and from the city centre, along Cabra Road, North Circular Road, Infirmary Road and Cunningham Road, the updated design revision also includes a proposed alteration to the junction at St. Peter's Church. This junction will be modified to allow right turns from Cabra Road to North Circular Road and left turns from North Circular Road onto Cabra Road. Proposals to limit use of Old Cabra Road to local access traffic, buses, taxis and cyclists are retained as per the EPR, as follows: no through traffic in the southbound direction at the northern end of Old Cabra Road, at its junction with Navan Road, except for buses, taxis and cyclists, which thus precludes general traffic from Navan Road travelling to Stonybutter along Old Cabra Road. No through traffic in the northbound direction except for buses, taxis and cyclists on Old Cabra Road between Cabra Drive and Glen Bay Road, which thus precludes general traffic from Stonybutter and the North Circular Road from travelling along Old Cabra Road through to Navan Road. On Old Cabra Road, the extent of the northbound dedicated bus lane has been revised from the EPR and will be limited to an approximate 50-metre section just south of the Navan Road junction. The previous proposals included a two-way cycle track along Old Cabra Road, however, it is now proposed to replace this with two one-way cycle tracks on either side of the road. Land take to accommodate these improvements has been reduced, but limited land take may still be required between Cabra Drive and the North Circular Road junction. The requirement for a new pedestrian bridge over the Houston Station Connolly Station railway line has been removed. The bus bicycle infrastructure will be accommodated within the existing road bridge width on Prussia Street, between North Circular Road and the entrance to the Park Shopping Centre. The proposed road layout has been amended marginally from the EPR, with one southbound general traffic lane, one northbound or straight, ahead only lane for local traffic, cyclists and buses travelling to Old Cabra Road, and one left turn lane from Prussia Street to North Circular Road. The straight ahead movement from Prussia Street to Old Cabra Road will be reserved for buses, taxis, cyclists and local traffic access only, and right turns from Prussia Street to North Circular Road will be banned. The revised design avoids the need for land take on the approach to the North Circular Road on Prussia Street at Drumalee Road. The future access location to TU Dublin's Grangegorman campus has, as shown on the EPR, been revised as per the Grangegorman Development Agency's latest master plan. On Prussia Street, a traffic lane is provided in both directions which will allow local traffic to access Prussia Street South. The revised proposal now includes a bus gate at the southern end of Prussia Street which will prevent general through traffic from travelling from Prussia Street to Manor Street. It is proposed to modify St. Joseph's Road to include a one-way section, in an eastbound direction, at its eastern end in order to avoid traffic using this street as a shortcut route. At the junction of Manor Street, Prussia Street with Ockram Street, the updated design includes a bus gate in both directions, which will effectively limit use of Prussia Street to local access traffic, buses, taxis and cyclists. It will also remove the general southbound traffic on Manor Street. The bus gates on Prussia Street, Manor Street and Stony Butter have been updated in the revised design as follows. In the northbound direction, a bus gate will be located on Prussia Street just north of the Ockram Street junction, such that all northbound general traffic will need to turn left onto Ockram Street. In the southbound direction, a bus gate will be located on Prussia Street, Manor Street just south of the Ockram Street junction, and any general traffic travelling southbound on Prussia Street at this location will be required to turn right onto Ockram Street. The updated junction design at Stony Butter also includes provisions for improvements to the urban realm, including cycle tracks in both directions. The EPR proposed two-way traffic on the Ockram Street, Manor Street junction. This has been revised to one-way northbound for general traffic under the current design with the bus-only signal for southbound buses on Ockram Street. South of the Stony Butter Junction, the updated design includes traffic signal controls at the Manor Street, Curwan Street, Manor Place Junction, which will limit traffic on these side roads, therefore reducing their attractiveness to through traffic. The signal-controlled junction also includes the pedestrian crossing of Manor Street within the junction. It is also proposed to restrict movements out of Curwan Street to right turn only. On Manor Street south of Manor Place, the revised design includes a traffic lane in both directions, a northbound bus lane, from Blackhall Place, and a cycle track in both directions. The northbound traffic lane and bus lane will merge into a single lane on the approach to the Ockram Street junction, which will manage with signal control priority to facilitate the flow of buses and cyclists along Manor Street, Prussia Street. The revised design also has changes on Prussia Street, Manor Street as follows. Parking bays will be included along Manor Street, but with some parking removed on the west side of Manor Street to allow space for cycle tracks on both sides of the road. And for a northbound bus lane, the revised design includes for retention of loading bays on the east side of Manor Street, although one loading bay on the west side will be removed to make space for provision of bicycle track infrastructure, and cycle tracks will also be provided on both sides of the road on Manor Street, generally routed to the rear of parking bays 2.5 Blackhall Place to Arran Quay. The revised design of the CBC on Blackhall Place proposes the closure of Brunswick Street North at its western end to rationalise the traffic arrangements and to enable urban realm improvements. It will also allow for a two-way cycling track to be provided, which will link to cycle tracks on Manor Street, to the north, and cycle tracks on George Lane and Queen Street. Local traffic with a destination on Brunswick Street North will be able to enter and exit from George's Lane. Vehicle loading and vehicle access to local properties will be able to be provided on Brunswick Street North following its modification to remove through traffic. Southbound traffic will travel on Manor Street, Blackhall Place in a single lane, and general traffic will be required to turn left into King Street North, which will remain one way eastbound. Buses will be allowed to continue travelling straight ahead to a southbound bus lane on Blackhall Place. In the northbound direction, Blackhall Place has a bus lane and a single traffic lane, which are continuous through to Manor Street. Northbound traffic on Blackhall Place will be able to turn right into King Street North. On Blackhall Place between Blackhall Street and Arran Quay, the proposal is unchanged to the EPR, with the bus lane and traffic lane in each direction and a two-way cycle track on Queen Street. George's Lane will remain a one-way street, northbound, but it is proposed to install traffic signals at Grangegorm and Lower Brunswick Street. Traffic on King Street North, east of George's Lane, will be restricted to left turn only onto Queen Street. 2.6 Local traffic management. The proposals from Navan Road through to Blackhall Place involve a number of traffic management measures which are aimed at increasing provisions for pedestrians and cyclists, reducing the flow of general through traffic on Old Cabra Road, Prussia Street and Manor Street, and mitigating the potential impacts of traffic short-cutting through local streets. Plans showing the alternative traffic routing in the Navan Road, Stony Butter area are included in the appendix at the back of this brochure. The approach to traffic management and proposed restrictions to particular traffic movements is summarised as follows. Long distance through traffic. Traffic from the quays in central Dublin travelling towards Blanchardstown and Castleknock will be directed to use Church Street, Constitution Hill and Phibsborough Road, to the north, or alternatively will be able to travel west on the Chapel as a bypass and onto the northbound M50. There is a proposed alteration to the North Circular Road Cabra Road junction at St. Peter's Church which would be modified to allow right turns. This would provide a viable route between Navan Road and the North Circular which avoids the old Cabra Road route. Black Horse Avenue. Local traffic between Stony Butter and Ashtown could travel via Cunningham Road, North Circular Road and Black Horse Avenue, or via Manor Street, Ockram Street and thereafter Black Horse Avenue. As is the case now, local traffic will tend to use north-south roads off Navan Road, Ashtown Gate Road, Kinvara Avenue, Baggot Road, Neffin Street, Screen Road, to travel to and from destinations in the local neighbourhood. Ockram Street, Grangegorm and Lower, local traffic around Stony Butter will be able to travel northbound on Ockram Street and will also be able to use Grangegorm and Lower in each direction. However, proposed traffic signals on Manor Street and at the southern end of Grangegorm and Lower will be programmed to encourage drivers to travel via the principal road network instead of using local routes. In addition, traffic signals will be installed at the junction of Curwan Street with Manor Street to ensure that traffic flow levels on Curwan Street can be controlled and ensure that it is not an attractive shortcut route. Animo Terrace, Animo Road. Traffic may seek to use Animo Terrace and Animo Road between Cabra Road and the North Circular Road as an alternative to Old Cabra Road. Banning turning movements into Animo Terrace and Animo Road from Cabra Road and into Animo Road from the North Circular Road is being considered to limit through traffic. However, it is recognised that banning turning movements will also affect local residents' ability to travel by car in peak periods. Oxmantown Road. Traffic may seek to use Oxmantown Road as a potential alternative route to Prussia Street. Banning a turning movement at the northern end of Oxmantown Road, at North Circular Road, is being considered, and installation of traffic signals at the junction on Manor Place with Manor Street is proposed, as measures aimed at dissuading such through traffic. 2.7 Key changes from the published EPR. The internal road network in the Blanchardstown town centre has been modified to improve access for buses to the interchange facilities. The Navan Road roundabout at Ashtown Road is to be modified to a signal-controlled roundabout which allows the trees to be retained on the central island. The revised design includes making St. Joseph's Road one-way towards Prussia Street at its eastern end in order to control local access. The junction of Manor Street, Prussia Street with Ockram Street at Stony Butter has been modified to include a bus gate in both directions. This will allow for urban realm enhancements and improved cycle facilities. A northbound traffic lane and bus lane on Manor Street south of Manor Place will merge into a single lane by introduction of signal control priority. This facilitates improved cycling facilities and urban realm enhancements. It is proposed to close Brunswick Street North to general traffic to enhance the cycling and pedestrian environment with urban realm improvements. This will also provide a connection between Manor Street and Queen Street for cyclists. 2.8 Key facts: approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 82 approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 95 approximate number of trees that may be removed. 368 approximate route length. 10.9 km approximate cycle route length. 8.8 km current bus journey time. Up to 65 minutes bus connects journey time. 20-30 minutes future bus journey time without bus connects. 80 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800-303-653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTAW will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Plenula during Q4 2024 for its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper. National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Busconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040. Building Ireland's Future.